Come to me now. Lay your hands over me.
People gathered in Nashville last night to remember the six victims of this week's shooting at the Covenant School. Sheryl Crow performed. The children who died were just 9 years old, Evelyn Dickhouse, William Kinney, and Hallie Scrubs. The three adults who were killed, Mike Hill, Cynthia Peake, and Catherine Kuntz.
Catherine Kuntz was head of the Covenant School, and our next guests knew her. Christina Edmondson is an author. Her husband is Reverend Micah Edmondson, lead pastor of Koinonia Church in Nashville. Welcome, and we are so sorry for your loss. What a hard week this must be for you. And I hear she was at your church the day before she died. Reverend Micah, did you speak with her that day?
Yes, we had an opportunity to talk together right after service. She and her husband, Richard, they had been attending our church for a few months, and they were hoping to get to know us a little bit better, and we exchanged information with the intent on actually having lunch this week. Of course, none of us knew that less than 24 hours later she would be gone, but we spoke right after service.
And Christina, you spoke with her as well the day before she passed?
I did. Yeah, I got to have a really memorable conversation with her in the lobby of the church. I count it a privilege now. I mean, at the moment, I was like, this conversation feels intense. And I realized it was a form of grace to me in order to kind of keep that memory with me. But yeah, we are certainly grieved, but we are thinking about the many, many people who adored Dr. Catherine, especially her husband, but so many others that are hurting throughout our city.
And tell us about her, because, you know, she was the head of school. She was in charge in that moment when the shooter was on campus. And there's very powerful accounts of her being in charge, but she never made it out. Have you talked to anybody about just her power in the community as the head of school?
Well, I did get a chance to speak with her husband, and the phrase that I mentioned just from my brief interactions with Dr. Catherine was courageous advocate. And when I mentioned that to Richard, he said that perfectly fit who she was. When we found out about the tragedy, when we found out that adults had passed away, I immediately had a sinking feeling, because what I knew of Dr. Catherine is that she was the kind of person that would have done whatever it took to protect those children.
Christina, you tweeted that you had a conversation with her about leadership recently. What did she say?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, it just seemed, it almost seemed out of place at the moment that when she shared this with me. But now it just deeply resonates. She talked about her role as a leader and also leading in spaces where she was often misunderstood as a woman who was a leader in Christian spaces. In that moment, she just talked about the importance of her continuing to show up. And again, I agree with what Micah just shared. I think when I learned that there were adults who were also victims, she immediately came to mind, because I believe that she embodied that type of sacrificial leader where you just show up. I lament that there were probably instances where her leadership was not respected as it should have been based on what she shared with me. But I also know that real leaders don't wait for other people's approval. They just show up and do what they feel like they've been called to do. And I think even in that moment, she showed up as a courageous advocate. And so we honor her memory, and we hope that there are more and more people that rise up in this example of Dr. Catherine.
And to that idea of honoring her memory, I found really powerful one of the tweets, Christina, that you sent out on Monday after the shooting. I'm going to read it. It says, "Please remember the victims of mass shooting families and their friends in both your prayers and actions. Without actions, our prayers are faithless and insulting, cruel and dishonoring. We mock God and victims when we use the notion of prayer to avoid good works." Those are really powerful words. Can you explain what you meant?
I do think that we need to honor the way the family wants to grieve. And certainly we don't want to dishonor people by making them caricatures of a particular movement or political movement. And yet at the same time, as we pray so that we can seek God's wisdom and so that we can be inspired and courageous to then do something. And so when we use prayer as a way to avoid doing good things, then we make a mockery of our faith. And our critics are right to judge us and to ridicule our faith, to doubt our faith, when they see us using these practices as a way to avoid doing what is right and what is good. And so certainly there is a time for us to lament, and there will be a lifetime of honoring these people, these children who have lost their lives. And there's also a time for us to do the good works of asking the hard questions and reckoning with this unique problem in the United States of America, these mass shootings. And a part of our good works that are fueled by prayer is to ask some hard questions and to make some good decisions.
Mm. Reverend, what will you be telling members of your church this Sunday who will clearly be hurting and grieving and confused, I imagine?
Yeah, I will be telling them that it's okay to weep, that it is a time, now is a time to weep. I will be telling them to remember Catherine Kuntz as a courageous advocate, and to remember that we do serve a God that stands in solidarity with us as we weep. You know, part of our faith really informs us that we have a God that did not merely bear our burdens from a distance, but actually became one of us and took our afflictions onto himself. And so he understands our tears from experience. I'll be telling them that as well, and simply to be there for one another.
That will be a painfully empty seat in your church on Sunday, I imagine. Reverend Micah Edmondson, he's the lead pastor at the church in Nashville where Dr. Catherine Kuntz prayed, and his wife Christina Edmondson. We thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.